This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Aye! With Nozza.
What's up, guys? This is Sagala, and you're listening to Harriet Rose and Nozza on FUBAR Radio.
Oosh!
That is correct, Sagala. You are listening to Harriet Rose and Tom Nozza.
Hello, world.
How are we all today? How are you, Tom?
I'm doing grand. How are you?
Really, really well.
You're very colourful.
I am wearing a lot of colours. Actually, the owner of the station, Duncan, just saw me and he said, "You're colourful." And I said, "Oh, is that a good thing?" Because, you know, sometimes it might mean I hate colour. Wear black, wear black, wear white.
What did he mean?
I don't know. But he liked colourful in this instance.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not colourful today.
No, I've gone for really drab colours.
But you are wearing a hat.
I'm hiding a hideous orange mucky mess.
His girlfriend chucked him out of his bed because he snores.
This just in.
He's got dirty hair. No, it looks nice though. You're kind of ragged.
I am ragged. I'm going for the kind
He's been run ragged.
The vagabond kind of look today.
Tell me a bit about what's happening on today's show, please.
Oh, my. This show, there's so much to talk about and discuss.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
We've got B. Simone's going to be on the phone very soon.
B. Simone's on the phone.
Full Marks is going to come in and play a little ditty in the studio.
Indeed.
Des Mensa as well is coming in the studio. Hot Dreams as well. And you spoke to Beans on Toast.
And he did a little live performance as well for us.
What was it about?
It was about trees.
Trees.
It's about ecology and trees, and it's really good, and it made me smile.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was good. Thanks.
There's a big stain on this desk.
Oh.
It looks like someone melted a Kinder Egg on this desk.
You should kick off to the...
I'm pretty angry, but it's fine. As long as the toy wasn't already made, because that's really annoying when you get Kinder Eggs and they're already made. half the fun.
Sorry, I zoned out about 15 minutes ago. What I will do, though, is cheer you up by playing some of our very good friends, the boys from Marsicans, their track, Friends.
They're killing it.
Because do you know what? We're friends.
In a way.
In a way.
Have I got all my friends? Or am I losing them one by one? I kept them in suspense, and I didn't see them when I could have done. I just saw my friends, 'cause I've been feeling all alone. I just saw my friends, just wanna see them when I get home. Been avoiding all that cold, 'cause conversations feel like reruns. Constant excuses are not any fun. Been building all these walls without really being aware. The distances are small, but I don't have any more time to spare. I just saw my friends.
Listening to Harriet Rose with Nozza on FUBAR Radio.
Holla at your boy. That was Friends by Marsicans. Friends of the show, Marsicans. They're very friendly with us.
They're good guys.
They're lovely guys, aren't they?
They're smashing it as well, aren't they?
Hugely.
Yep.
Getting played and all the stuff that comes along with it.
When they came in, they gave us a free t-shirt.
And it's not a free t-shirt, Tom, it's a gift.
Yeah, but it wait a second, did you pay for that t-shirt, Harriet?
Yeah, but you don't describe it as a free t-shirt. You say, they gave us a gift. It makes it sound weird.
Just
gave us a free t-shirt.
Doesn't sound like they just found it in the back of the cupboard.
They
gifted us a gift. I was just going to say,
they always bring me presents.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they do.
The t-shirt, great.
It's really good. You Instagrammed a little picture, didn't you?
I was wearing it, looking smiley.
You fanboyed.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I love Marsicans. And I've gone played on the radio. Here's me wearing a t-shirt. Hello, everybody.
It was a gift, apparently.
It was free. I didn't even pay nothing for it, you bastards.
Not a pound was spent. But yeah. Good on them.
Good on them for making good songs and being lovely people. Because that's the key. They're really lovely people. I'll tell you that for free. That's a free t-shirt there for you.
I'm paying for the rest.
So, shall we talk about this week's last request, Tom?
Heck yes.
So, some of you may know, Justin Bieber's Rider has been released into the world by accident. I'm assuming it's not deliberate. And it's quite intense, shall we say, isn't it?
is a very big list of things you wouldn't probably imagine he would have.
Well, I think you would.
Would you?
Yeah. But anyway, just quickly, we'll run over which tracks are which. So Tom's choice of this week is a good choice. We're doing Justin Bieber songs, by the way, if you didn't get that. The first choice is Thomas Noza. What do you mean?
I went for a chilled number.
Yeah, and I've gone for... Well, it's kind of chilled, but it's like the best Justin Bieber song, in my opinion. Never let you go. If I was your boyfriend, would you let me go?
I would run to the hills.
What, to tell everyone about your boyfriend?
Yeah, to shout about it. I'd be like, oh, met my boyfriend.
Oh, he's lovely.
Oh, he's lovely.
I was from Liverpool.
Yeah, I don't think it is an accident that this has been put out in the news. Because it's like, you haven't heard a lot about Bieber in a little while, have you?
Well, I can tell you one thing. He didn't have hummus on there.
Which is a bloody travesty.
Well, everybody seems to have hummus, don't they? Because that's what we found out anyway.
It's a light snack. It's not going to make you feel full when you're performing and jumping about.
What, hummus?
Yeah.
It's not a light snack, sweetie. It's really high in good
Depends
fats.
Depends how much you're shoving down you.
Okay.
Because if you're just doing a little thimbleful, pouring it down your throat.
Would you like to know some of the things that were on Justin Bieber's rider?
I do.
A yoga casket.
That's what I mean. A yoga casket isn't... What will Justin Bieber have on his thing? A yoga casket.
Well...
And what is a yoga casket?
I don't know. But I'll tell you what you will know what it is. A jacuzzi is another thing that's on his list.
Justin.
And it was really detailed. So it was, rather than it being like a list, which is usual, it's like, oh, this thing, this thing, this thing. It was a lot of sort of... a yoga casket full of essential oils and incense. Like, it went into detail, you know. Foods ranging from Haribo to vegetables seasoned with ranch sauce and purple carnations, which is his favourite colour, we established.
But specifically not lilies.
Can I say carnations are the worst flower ever? Ooh. I used to be a florist, and they are the cheapest. Carnations are the cheapest flower you can buy.
I never knew you were a florist.
Well, you learn something new every day. I've been a wench at the London Dungeons. I've been a florist. I've been a barmaid. I've been a cocktail waitress.
A runner.
I've been a runner. I've been a researcher. I've been Tom Noss's Bezzy mate.
Yeah, you have.
Which is a job in itself.
A drinking partner. Oh, God.
Oh, talking of drink. Oh, no, let's quickly go back to Justin Bieber, and then we're going to talk about how drunk Abby got last week. Also, just a final note on his rider. Top culinary experts will supervise the gourmet being served to Bieber over the 4 days with 5 dishes per day. Bloomin' heck! Being renamed after his popular song. Oh, so he asked for his dishes to be named. So it would be like, what do you mean pizza? And then it would be a pizza called...
What do you mean?
Or like, sorry, spaghetti.
Or baby spinach.
Yes.
That would work.
Baby carrots would have been better because there's not a thing...
There is a thing called baby spinach.
I don't think there is.
There is. There is. I took a piss out of a friend for having baby spinach the other day, actually, so...
Well, you're a baby. Anyway, go to the FooBar Twitter and vote for... Or... What bird is that in the background?
What era of Bieber was... That girl.
Boyfriend was like just after he got cool after Baby. So he'd been Baby. I was like, Baby! That one with Ludacris. Luda, Luda, get it right, I'm Mr. Money Machine.
So was he still Mushroom Head?
What did you just say? 2012 was the year. Oh. Abby, producer Abby. Back to producer Abby.
I was 20.
We went out, good story. We went out last week for our team drinks, and I said at the end of the show, because I listened back to the show, I said, what do you think is going to happen? I said, I think Abby is going to end up being sick in the corner. Guess what, guys? Guess what? Not only was Abby sick, Tom Noza was sick.
The day after.
Yeah, but that's still, me and Nat, producer Nat, were absolutely fine.
Troopers.
And I mean, seriously fine. We also had a burger, and then we got home, and you had a kebab that you didn't even eat.
Because it just wasn't the right thing to do.
You spent £8 on a really spicy kebab that you then regretted deeply the next day.
I didn't ask for it to be spicy, though. Even though I was that drunk, I wouldn't have gone, yeah, spicy, please.
Where had we been, Tom? That's the real question. We'd had a lovely time at Proud Camden, hadn't we?
We did. We went to the rooftop bar, newly opened, and we actually had a lovely musician playing there on that night.
Yes.
She was really good.
We actually got her contact details to come and play, didn't we?
Yes.
So hopefully she'll be coming on in the next few weeks. She did loads of covers. And then she accidentally left her tips, so we saved them. We were basically saviours, weren't we?
We were.
We could have taken those tips and spent them on stuff.
On half a pint.
We couldn't. Yeah, it was quite a lot of tips.
I'm not slagging off her for the tips she got. I mean more just the prices in London was the general vibe.
You're being rude now.
Not about her.
But anyway, what did you think of the rooftop of Proud Camden?
It was good. It was a bit chilly, but that's nothing to do with them. But no, it was good.
Oh yeah, that is their fault.
Yeah, they didn't control the sun. No, it's good. And like I said, like live music and all that, it was good. The food was good. Burger was very tasty.
We ate the food and it was so good. We were very warm under the heat lamps as well, weren't we?
We were lucky.
I just apologise for anyone in our vicinity who was listening to you and Abby because you were so drunk telling stories.
Was I drunk telling stories?
Regaling tales of youth.
I just remember saving the day with the microphone falling off for the bus.
You did. You jumped in like a hero.
It's like, hey, look, it's like this, hey.
And also, we sang along. We became quite a community in there.
We did.
With the other guests, with other patrons, because we all started singing along to the songs.
R. Kelly was played.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of other things.
We only left when we got physically removed, i.e. when it closed. Yeah. We weren't actually physically removed, just to make that clear. But no, it was really good. We enjoyed it.
It was good. And it's right central to Camden.
Yeah, it's the perfect place to go to just go and have a chilled drink and you can sit in the sunshine, which is hopefully coming at some point.
Someday.
In the near future.
One day.
Someday. Right, should we play? I like saying play. Should we do a little bit of music, news and reviews?
Music, news and reviews.
So, Vin Diesel is entering the world of EDM. Did you know this?
I didn't until I read this.
Steve Aoki, of such films as that song he did with Louis from One Direction, mm-hmm. and many other bangers, is done a quote, monster track with him. In Vegas.
So he's done it with him. Vin isn't doing vocals.
No, I think he is.
He is.
I mean, I don't know. There's been very little given away other than the fact that Vin Diesel cried. Oh, no, he had to... Yeah, he was brought. He cried when he played it to his girlfriend, Paloma Jimenez.
For the first time. Yeah, doesn't surprise me. I mean...
Triple X is going into EDM.
You know...
Lots of acronyms, everybody.
The Iron Giant, the film...
No.
Do you not know it?
Do you
cartoon?
Know Triple X? Because you didn't even
yes,
laugh at
I
my
do.
Joke. You just
I
carried
do.
On telling your joke because
it's
you're
It's not
selfish.
A joke. It's Iron Giant. He plays the voice of the Iron Giant. It's a really sad film. So
oh. Well, thanks for bringing up something really sad while we're talking about...
But to bring the mood up, some licky flames. Fire Festival. Fire Festival.
Yes, we have done today a video, actually, of all the amazing things that happened at the bulldozeringly amazing festival that is Fire Festival.
Did you know all about it prior to it?
No, never heard of it. But I think it was put to more of the American crowd.
Yeah, sure.
Because it was a short plane ride from America as opposed to a 24-hour plane ride from here.
Totally, yeah. And like there was a big campaign by models... posting on their Instagrams.
Well, it wasn't. No, some models were paid to promote it. That's the thing. I think people are crossing the thing of, oh, they really, you know, they were said, here's some money,
yeah,
will you promote?
The like campaign, that's it.
Yeah, they were just in the pictures as opposed to them being like, hey guys, I'm so pumped about this festival.
Yeah, but like, Kardashian.
Kylie Jenner.
She posted one. And she's obviously paid to be part of the campaign.
No, but they have to write as well. If you notice, they have to write hashtag ad.
That's the rules.
Them's the rules. But it was run by Ja Rule and Billy McFarland, and the tickets range from £1,000 to £125,000.
Fucking hell.
And they blamed it on the weather. Blame it on the weather, man.
Apparently.
Bewitched are the only people that can do that, guys.
Apparently they were originally only going to sell like 1,000 tickets, and then it got more and more popular, so they were like, oh, let's just bring everyone. And then they really hadn't thought about that practically.
No, it was. It looked like a real
shit show.
You took the words right out of my mouth. And now they're being sued for $100 million. But check out our video that will be on the FUBAR Radio Facebook tomorrow. Disneyland Paris are going to be hosting their very own music festival, electronic style.
I like the sound. Do you like Disney stuff?
Yeah, I love Disney. Already done it in the US. They did it in Electroland in the US and it works. So they're bringing it to Paris. So
Why
right
not?
On our doorstep.
Why not?
Steve Aoki and Nervo are going to be the main headliners, as well as French producer Michael Kalfen and artist Richard Orlinski. Tickets range from £52 to £65. That's a little bit more achievable than Firefest, I think.
Than $125,000.
Less.
Oh, yeah, I mean, but...
It's $125 cheaper to go to this festival. And yeah. I think you probably will have more to eat than cheese sandwiches.
And side salad.
Yeah, I love a bit of side salad. Seth Rogen, on the note of Firefest, is actually creating his own film with the Lonely Island Boys about a festival that goes wrong. So basically, they should have just filmed Firefest and made it into a film. Am I right?
You are correct there, madame.
But it should be fun.
Yeah, well, they always, Seth Rogen always tends to just see what's something that's popular and try and make a film about it. It's just his life now.
He does. Who's announced a new single that's really famous? His first name's Harry.
Mr. Styles.
Harry Styles has released a new single from his album. It's called Sweet Creature.
Sweet Creature.
And he's having a very intimate tour in some small... Because he's obviously been in One Direction. I don't know if you know, but he's toured some pretty big arenas, whereas this tour is quite, in comparison, the sort of the size of venues like Brixton Academy, so a lot smaller than people are used to. So I think their tickets are already sold out.
He could, and they could quite easily, he would sell out the arenas by himself, I knew.
Yeah, he's at Hammersmith Apollo, and he sold it out already.
What do you think of the new song?
I like it. It's such a different vibe, but I think it's really, I watched a lot of his performances of it, and it was so lovely. Like, he really is so into his music, and I think that is the key to success, Tom.
Mr. Horan's releasing one tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yep.
But the first one didn't do that.
I thought the first one was good.
No, I liked it, but it didn't even get number one, did it?
I can't remember, you know.
It didn't.
But why are you mugging off Niall?
I'm not mugging off Niall. I'm just saying, it's not good enough just to be from One Direction nowadays. You need to still do bangers.
I'm DJing tonight. Do you want to know more about it?
Yes, please, Harry. Where are you going to be spilling in those records?
There's a reason I'm actually telling you about this, because Lash Unlimited, which is a... Oh, my gosh. He's just spilled his drink
in the
studio.
Didn't spill any of it.
Producer Nat... No, I'm joking. He's fired. You're fired,
None
Nat
of
says.
It was spilled.
Tonight, I'm DJing at the Lash Unlimited first birthday party. Now, this is something for you, actually, Tom. They do incredible eyelash extensions, and they actually are amazing. Although you've got quite long eyelashes.
Have a look at them.
You're like a camel. Yeah, you've got lovely ones. You just do need to curl them, though, because they're straight as a die.
But these eyelashes, they get me into trouble.
With the law? I don't know.
I don't really know. I thought you were going to join in. But
I'm not going to join in. So I'm heading down to that. But more excitingly, just as exciting as that, because obviously they do goodie bags and things like this, we're going to be giving away one of the goodie bags from tonight's event next week on the show.
What do people have to do to win it?
They're going to have to follow FUBAR Radio on Twitter and retweet the tweet that we do, and you will be in with the chance of winning. And it's got amazing. I was just checking up on their Twitter, and there's a huge supply of goodies in there, which we'll be giving you an absolute list of. Absolute.
And you don't have to be a gal to enter. You can get it and then give it as a present.
Exactly.
Maybe you're in trouble with the girlfriend, and you're like, how can I get out of this? Do that.
Use this as an opportunity. Also,
get a gift.
We've got something else that we're going to be giving away later on the show, but I don't want to tell you yet. Because it's too exciting. Before that, should we talk a bit about Artist of the Month? Do it.
Yes, please.
No, do what you do.
Artist of the Month.
Ooh, that was a bit of a pop version this week.
I just felt it.
You felt it, did you?
I felt it this week.
So this month's Artist of the Month, I'm very, very excited about her. She's called Naomi Gray. She has got a bit of a extended selection of skills, because she's also an actress as well as being a singer, but she's done a couple of mixtapes. Her first mixtape was very... She listened to a lot of grime and decided that it was something she was really passionate about. So the first mixtape she did was very grime-influenced, and she self-financed it completely by washing cars and cleaning houses. And Split Ends Volume 1 included features from Wiley, Sway, Plan B, Professor Green. And she went out onto the streets of central London and sold it. And then just from that, one of her tracks got playlisted and it started getting played without a radio plugger, without any label support. She started getting listened to by the major radio stations. Since then, she's been... in a soul grime fusion band, and she's toured Africa, and she's been part of a British council project raising awareness about social and political issues. She's worked with N-dubs, quabs, gigs, a plethora of artists, and her track Head High is a new uplifting track that you're going to listen to in a minute. Are we going to play it?
I think we should.
It's a fusion of grime and reggae. Are you excited about this lady?
Greggae. Yeah, I am.
Greggae? Is that Greg's reggae?
No, it's just grime and reggae. But greggae does sound a bit like you get a sausage roll with every listen.
Ooh.
I'd be in for that.
Yeah, so do I.
Yes, please, too.
Are you looking forward to her coming in on the show?
Yes. I want to talk to her about how she got those big names on the first...
Seriously, though.
That's crazy.
She's done it all herself, and she's got some of the biggest names. She's done stuff with JME. Like, she's some of the biggest names in grime and loads of other genres. So it's very exciting to have her in. And she also done some acting. What have you done, Tom?
Today, I bought a sausage roll, and it's in the other room.
Ooh. Is it from Greg's?
I wish. Greggae.
This is Head High and Amy Gray featuring P Money.
Fanatics.
There's no change in rearranging, even if they don't like what I'm saying. Them try to kill the light blowing out from within, but I got something real for the fake.
Myself motives when I get up. I don't stop going into them fed. You lot stop as soon as you're fed up. Man, when I go against man, I don't let up. I see the haters' face all bent up. The fans' favorite, cause I shout them out. These man only when I big Ben up. Tell them it's a shutdown when I come round. Everybody wanna come now when I pump sound. Hey. It's all love now, put the guns down. It's only gun fingers that we bust now. Album's done now, gonna bust well. Better silence your ting when it comes out. I stop the ground when the others punks out. Paid off for me, they're getting punked now. We're back to lab, heck no, heck no. Tell them I said no, it's dead bro. Man, now I get shows, I get lows. I might get blows when I get low. Take man Tony, because I'm a G. Wherever or not, Simon Cal said so. On property, but the flow's all cold. Got the weatherman screaming tornado.
We don't care what the people say.
We don't care.
People say we're moving our own way.
All night.
We don't mind when the whispers fly. Keep on doing what we do with our heads high.
Bar Radio presents
Ian Boltzlaff.
Find you some porn to watch and you can explain what's happening.
X-tube. What about Nipples 19? No, he's got a gimp mask on. I'm not really into that, I'll be honest. Oh, there's a bearded man who has an extremely large penis. It's a man in very tight red pants.
Yeah, and what's happening?
And a man in blue pants is putting his penis in his bum. Quite close up.
How about
five
this?
In pussy. That's impossible.
Let's see if it's impossible or not then.
Oh, God, she is putting a lot of fingers in there.
Yeah, five, I believe. There was a spoiler in the title.
Yeah, but I thought there was going to be penises.
Quality broadcasting, isn't it?
It's badly filmed.
Quality broadcasting. No, I mean us. I don't mean, the porn video.
Every Monday.
Ian Boltzlaff.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Mm-hmm.
try to keep these feelings in control. I try to find a reason not to show you, but every time I do, I give my all. Just can't let it go. And even if you say, even if you say no, I'm gonna fight, babe, 'cause what I need is taking hold. Even if you play, even if you play dumb, it's not gonna change me. This is how you feel, baby, 'cause I want it. This is how you feel. Say, even if you say no, I'm gonna fight, babe, 'cause what I need is taking hold. Even if you play, even if you play dumb, it's not gonna change me. If this is how you feel, then I guess I want it. If this is how you feel, then I guess I'm on it. If this is how you feel,
forget about the falls and slips, the flaws are seeping through your flawless lips. If I'm the sun, then you are my eclipse. It will never be dark forever, so get a glimpse.
I fell for you, I can't even deny. Girl, you blew my mind. Can't forget you if I try. In a moment, at my lowest, you get me back on my feet. My heart is golden, yet I've been stolen. She won't give it back to me. I fell hard, I don't wanna fall anymore. Fell hard, she don't want it all anymore. Rewind, it's like we've been here before. Love lost, there's not a we anymore, hey.
If this is how real feels, then I guess I want it. If this is how real feels, then I guess I'm on it. If this is how real feels, when I feel like falling, yeah, I feel like falling. You're
featuring Denzel Curry. That was Ritual.
Feel like falling.
I feel like you felt like falling last Thursday when we went for drinks.
I did.
You thought, I feel like falling, so I'm going to drink 10 pints.
Was it 10?
No, nowhere near that. Probably about 2.5.
One day.
So we're doing a little giveaway, aren't we, today?
We sure are.
It's very, very, very...
exciting.
And exclusive.
Exclusive.
So as you guys know, we are official partners of Stand and Calling Festival, which is set to be a whopper of a festival taking place on the 27th to the 30th of July this year. Now, we are lucky enough to be doing something very special. Now, I'm going to let Tom announce it.
We are giving away tickets.
Two tickets to this year's festival. All on us, guys. You can go and see Orbital, Clean Bandit, Katie Tunstall, Kate Tempest, Editors, Doc Brown, DJ sets from Joe Goddard of Hot Chip, Faithless, Jax Jones. The list is endless. I mean, it's not endless. It does end, because that would be an absurd festival if it had just everybody on
it's
it.
It's already in my calendar.
Yes. Well, you're going, that's why.
I know, but I've highlighted it in there. Not a lot of things get highlighted in there, Harriet.
They're going to be revealing the comedy stage very, very soon, which is even more exciting, which we will be covering. We'll be going down there, chatting to all the comedians, plus we'll be chatting to the musicians themselves. So you can also follow, if you don't win these tickets, you can follow it all on Fubar Radio socials, because we'll be posting a lot about it. But if you were interested in perhaps winning a pair of tickets, you can go to the FUBAR Radio Twitter, follow us, and retweet the picture that we're going to be posting in a hot minute. We're going to be playing a little song by an artist. What artist would you like to play a song by? I'm not going to ask you, actually. I'm going to choose myself. Who are you most excited to see on that list?
I'm excited to see Slaves and Nothing But Thieves, to be honest. Slaves, I've never seen them live, and I know you said they've got a lot of energy when they're performing, and Nothing But Thieves, because I just think they're good guys.
Do you? Have you seen them before?
Yeah, I actually produced one of their videos. But
did you?
We won't get into that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, we've had Nadia Roses playing. We've had her on the show. Should we play a song by her?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, I'm going to go and get the song, so you're going to have to talk for a minute while I find it.
Sure thing. So, I mean, you heard there how easy it is to win those tickets. All you've got to do is retweet. So it's literally pressing a little button. And you get two tickets. So, again, if you're in trouble with your partner, bring them along. It sounds like I'm in trouble with my partner, but I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
She's back. You did a really good job of filling there.
Thanks.
Head to the FUBAR Radio Twitter. Follow us. Retweet the picture of Stand and Calling to be in with the chance of winning 2x tickets to the festival.
Enjoy it.
Also, you can go to the FUBAR Radio to vote for either. Or. Never let you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to listen to Tight Up by Nadia Rose. Big up.
Sitting tight up, skirt, your body can't fit in. Hey, you girl, they wanna know my name, love my hair and how I tie my ribbons. Pet my kitten, ripe on the, like I ripe on rhythm. Man overseas, won't fly, come Britain. You see the tight skirt, put it in an expert dish. You see the tight skirt? Oh, that's light work. Day and that's night work. Sleep, then I rise work. Cheeks the left and the right work. Kill them with it, and I'm a tight skirt. I can see a dietitian, the way I kill them tight skirt. Come like ammunition, you see the tight skirt. I forget recognition. Skirt, your body too big, a cause for concern. Hey, you girl, you better watch and learn. Me not come once, me can't return. Bad from bond, the way I kill them with it, no, they cannot respond. The way the skirt tie really should have torn. I saw me bad, I saw me guan. I'm a guan, so that's what I want. Enough tight skirt and I'm a wardrobe. Call the police and the marshals. The next one just reaching out the park. Kill them with it and I'm a tight skirt. I feel so your diet pushing, the way I kill them tight skirt.
Joined by
one and only Doc Breezy. Doc Breezy, yeah. No? One of the original Poisonous Poets, by the way.
Well, one of the two founders, really, is me and Reveal. And then he was just always around, but Ferrer was just never really on it.
Is Ferrer coming back then? What's going on?
Ferrer's never coming back.
Nah?
Nah.
What do you think that's about? Is it just like...
You know what? It's not even a rap thing. It's just... It's not part of his life. Like, it's... You know, for some of us, it's like... We live this. Like, I can't help it. Because it's a part of me.
Every Monday, Sarah Love and My Stiggy. From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
You're locked into FUBAR Radio right now. We have Full Marks in the studio.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, it's a total pleasure, isn't it, Tom?
It is an absolute pleasure.
Oh, Tom just headbutted his mic because he was so excited.
A little bow.
So you're going to be performing live for us in a little minute, aren't you?
That's all right. I think I will, yeah.
I would love that.
I've come all this way, so it would be a shame not to,
wouldn't
it?
Well, you might as well.
Exactly, yeah.
Tom, do you want to perform live as well?
Yes, I do indeed. I want to see what you got.
Beatbox?
Can I beatbox?
Yeah.
Harry actually has done beatboxing before, and she's really good at it.
That could jazz the setup somewhat.
I'm awful at beatboxing, as Tom well knows.
Well, that's why he's pretty forward.
We had Grace Savage in, who taught me how to beatbox, and then basically, from then onwards, I think who was the other artist we had in who could beatbox? Basically, I've been beatboxing ever since.
Wicked.
Just non-stop.
In the shower.
So you better watch out, because I might do a performance that will be awful.
Do a beatbox on
do
you.
Do a beatbox, that'd be wicked.
I think so. So we're going to play That's Mine, because it's your latest track.
Yep.
So let's talk about that one first, because you're going to play a different one live.
Yes.
But tell us a bit about this one, because in it you're pondering what you want from me, and I get the vibe it's sort of a commentary on being a musician and being a creative and what people how people react to that in
life. It. It's tough, or it has been tough for me, bridging the gap between chasing a dream that I've had since a child and sort of being around family and friends and going to birthday parties and just like the normal things that people do. So I know that people take offence when I'm like, mate, I can't meet you or come to that because I'm going to a FUBAR or I'm going wherever.
Very important, going to FUBAR.
Yeah, exactly. They just don't understand. Yeah.
They just don't get me.
Yeah, they don't. That's kind of where the track was born from, and it seems to be a message that resonates with other artists or other people trying to chase anything, I guess, because it is hard when people don't have your vision. To try and convince them with words is near impossible.
You have to make sacrifices in order to do it, don't you? And that's the kind of thing, sadly, people don't understand. If they're doing a 9-to-5 every day, they don't understand why you could...
Why you want anything more.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Tom vocally trains every day, don't you, babe?
I can tell.
Babble, beeble, babble, beeble. And everyone's like, come for a drink. And he's like, I'm busy, babble, beeble. Gotta keep going. Babble, beeble.
I was about to say, I scat, but I didn't want to say that. Because I sounded...
Scabadoop.
The scat man.
It makes a lot of sense. I think it comes with being in the creative industry as well. Because I tend to get a lot of my friends saying, because I do this, a part of my job is going to parties.
Wicked.
And they're like, you're a dick, you're just going to parties. And I'm like, I'm busy, I've had a really hard week because I've been to 5 parties. But guys, it's actually really hard.
I'm sure it's really hard, Harriet.
To go to 5 parties a week.
Oh, my heart's painting for you right now, yeah.
Tom, how many parties do you get invited to a week?
I've been to a few. Not a week. Maybe one a week I'll go to and...
10 a week,
I smash it, though.
Yeah, that's it. Go to one and leave a history.
Well, it's because I'll go to the opening of an envelope. Tom keeps it, you know, high quality.
Only the rips and glitz.
Yeah. So what have you been up to of late? You've released, obviously, we've got the video.
Yeah.
That's Mine.
Yeah, which I'm really pleased with. It's the first time I worked with Louis London, and he's like... Very professional outfit, but a geezer as well, so it was cushy. And it come out kind of with a different sort of light than the rest of the stuff I've done, which has kind of been my own little home crew. So I'll definitely be using him again, and the same with the music. Usually I make my own, but the music to that one was made by the Hybrid Freaks, which if you've never heard of, you should definitely check them out. They're wicked producers, and we should be doing some more stuff. But when they sent it to me, it was just an immediate, like, what do you want, what do you... Cause it hit me straight away, and those are the ones that I always know, oh, we need to record this, like, now, because it's there.
Because you might forget the words or something.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know how often that happens?
No, honest seriously, to God, I forget really the does. Words to just speak speaking. And it's my job. Conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, I know how that goes, but if you're a writer and you get a wicked idea, yeah, you've got to strike while the iron's hot.
Do you ever have a dream when you're doing a song in your dream and you're smashing it and then you wake up and you're like, what the fuck was it?
Yeah, I need to try and write that down. No, do you know, I've gone to sleep and dreamt that I won £500 on poker and I would have sworn that someone had stolen it because I hid it under my bed. I had it in a little nook. The next morning I was like, mate, I'm spending that on trainers today. Was it there? No, it wasn't. And I really had to scratch my head for a long time. But no, music, unfortunately, has not hit me in my dreams yet.
Do you know what? The universe really does try and really mess with us with that.
Doesn't
because
it?
I wake up sometimes and I'm like, what the hell has happened? And it'll be something like I've done something really bad in the dream. And
that
then I'm like,
would.
I've done it. And I'm a murderer. Or yeah, I am yeah. something else that's really bad and the police are coming and I'm going to be arrested.
You ever had a dream you had a big argument with someone yeah. and you see it the next day and you're like, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yes, and
yeah.
you fall out with them because yeah. you're like, well, you... Yeah. You've got the propensity to do this in my dreams. So.
Yeah, I'm taking that as a warning, definitely.
So, guys, if you're listening, whoever sends us dreams, if it's our own minds, make it music lyrics.
Yeah, yeah. BFG. Stop being so twisted.
BFG.
That's his job.
So what else have you got planned for the rest of this year?
For the rest of the year, I've got a few gigs coming up. Which
ooh,
I can't remember.
Where can we catch you? We can go and find it though on
you
your...
You can find it all on my social media, yeah. Four Marks Artist on Twitter and Four Marks on Facebook is where most of my stuff gets posted. The most prevalent one that I can think of is Eastbourne Festival, which is 25th of June. That's like my home crowd. It's a massive park and they've, for the first year, got a circular stage, which I've never done before. So I'll get to run around it with a cordless mic. And
360?
Yeah, 360 degree wildness. I'm
Don't
looking
mind
forward
if
to
I
that.
Do.
Come on down. There's barbecue and all that. Yeah. Anything
barbecues and 360s are like
yeah,
my favourite
exactly.
things. But it's going to be a lot of fun because the weather's going to hopefully get better. And I feel yeah. like your music is perfect for great weather.
Thank
and
you.
Partying.
Yeah, it's kind of got that light-hearted twist to it. I try and slip the odd subliminal message in there that's a little more esoteric, but...
Buy a Coke.
Yeah. A little bit of that, yeah. I'm waiting for someone to sponsor me so I can start yeah. utilising it. That's right.
Do you like Monster? there are other brands available.
There are, yeah. They're all bad, though, to be fair. I'm not into energy drinks. Are you, guys?
Very scary,
Jager
what
bombers.
They do to you.
Jager Bombers.
Can't you tell?
You strike
Tom,
me as a Jager bomber, Tom.
Me?
Doesn't mind if he does.
I'll be known. With your videos, by the way, like, they're very kind of chilled and the vibe of it is very chilled and you kind of... I think you stick very close to home with your videos and you're
yeah.
driving in your van with the carpets and whatnot.
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah. But like, have you ever wanted to go the opposite way and do a very kind of glitzy studio stuff, or do you like the fact you're keeping it very...
I think up to this point, the organic home style has been working in my favour because essentially that's what I'm still selling, you know, as a writer of content. But one of the tracks on the album called Fame and Labels has the potential to have a big mad studio video that we're kind of taking the piss out of, in that I'm denouncing all that, but we would have it there. So I've got big plans, and I know a guy who knows a guy who's got access to some of the like the nicest cars you've ever seen. So there could be quite a snazzy, high-end
cool.
looking video coming out very soon for that.
Please, can you do it where you, like a boy band, you sit and they're sitting and then they stand in the chorus?
Okay, like
that's
yeah, Westlife it right off a chair.
That's what reminds me of like glitz and glam.
See, I'm going to do that for you off of this chair
yes!
at some point through my set. All right,
yes!
today.
Maybe free a dove.
Yeah,
well.
Man, if you can find me one, I've got room in this t-shirt. Yeah,
I will bring my dove in to the show next week. You recently supported Lucy Spraggan. How was that?
It was amazing. Shout to Lucy Spraggan, by the way, because I love that girl. She's an inspiration to me. Going and playing those two venues, I did Nottingham Rock City on a Friday night and Thursday night was Institute in Birmingham, O2 Institute in Birmingham. So there was 1,100 people. Now that's the biggest crowd I've ever sung my own song to. And mate, it gives me goosebumps still thinking about it because it just... It's nuts. Like, I'm used to little pubs or little rooms or whatever, and maybe 100, 200 people at the most, having 1,000 of them all going, oh my heart.
Yeah.
I walked off there like, I'll take on anyone.
What was your connection to Lucy then? Was there?
Well, I don't know if you've seen a song or heard a song of mine called Sex Face. it's like the filthiest piece of writing in the world, but for some reason it got 10 million views on Lad's Bible in a week, probably because it was on Lad's Bible is why. And I think she saw it and messaged on Twitter and was just like, you're wicked, do you want to come and support?
That's so cool.
That was very cool. The power of social media.
Mate, honestly, so many things have come from the Lad's Bible putting that video up. And it's mad because it's been up nearly a year already. And when I first put it up, I messaged them like, you guys will love this. Put it on your channel. Nothing. It got to about 4 million views on my own page before they were like, we really like your video, can we put it on the thing? I was, where have you been? Yeah. Where have you been?
Lad Bible.
Yeah, but still, better late than never, because they like doubled my likes in a week, and it was all just phone calls and emails and Lucy Spraggans asking me to go up there. It was crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah, man. So it's been fun riding the wave.
But that's what comes with talent, you know?
Well, yeah. So I'm learning. Do you know, like, I'm older than I'd probably care to tell you, but I will tell you, I'm 31.
That's not old.
It's not old. And I'm learning now that, you know, the whole age of acceptance is getting older, because
we're, no such thing. Yeah, age is just
it's
a number, babe.
The number. Yeah, I was waiting for that. I spent a lot of time held back by the fact that I thought, oh, I'm too old, I'm too past it, I've got this talent, but I'm fitting carpets for a living and that's paying the bills. So the thought of busking in London for a week for maybe no money was never an option. It took to like getting up to my 30th, I was like, mate, you can't have an excuse now, because by the time I get to 40 it actually will be too late, and I'll be like, you idiot, why the hell didn't you pull your finger out?
Which is kind of what you actually talk about in That's Mine as well.
Yeah,
you say
exactly,
you know,
the time's done, you've got to just crack on. Yeah, everyone got annoyed.
You're also playing, I've just found out you're playing at the Bodega in Nottingham with DHP, but there's no date yet, but it's coming up on your social soon.
That's right, yes. And I've not actually been to the venue, but I love Nottingham. Obviously, I went to the Rock City and that was just crazy, so going back there will be fun.
Crowd will be fun in Nottingham, I think.
Have you been to Bodegas?
No.
No? Apparently, it's quite a swanky little place. Mm,
well,
swanky.
Well, we know you're quite swanky, so you'll enjoy it.
I've got some swank.
Do you want to play a song for us? But shall we play your song first?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can tune up and get yourself ready.
Awesome.
I'm just saying music stuff, because I know. Tune up and, like, set up and get ready. So let's play. Can you introduce This Is That's Mine? Can you introduce it for us?
Of course. So this is That's Mine by Full Marks. It's produced by Hybrid Freaks. I hope you enjoy it.
They took my compass and pointed at certain opportunities, saying that's all the choice I had, and I believed.
Well, it all comes down to this. I have a dream and I won't let that be missed. So I'm asking you, what you want, what you want from me? I've got nothing else left to give. What you want, what you want from me? I can't help it when I'm telling the truth, so I'll be shouting all of them out when I set fire in the booth. You see, it's up in my nature to rise above a hater, and now my music
bitch until he making my paper. I understand you're scared, but trust me when I tell you I'll be back for you. No matter what my longitude or latitude, my attitude's the same. I love you and that's never gonna change. So every time you see me on stage, you should know that it
Full marks. That was my song That's Mine. I'm about to do a little cheeky one live here on a guitar called X Factor, which is a little bit of a rant about the show that we all know and probably love or loathe. I will apologise now if I forget the lyrics because there's so many of them. Sometimes I get jumbled.
Woo-hoo!
So here we go. Certainly over half my life I have been chasing this one particular dream, one particular moment from one particular scene. And though it's something I imagined and then fashioned from the plasma in the chasms of my mind, I printed it on the side so that the picture show was permanent. Wanted to pause it and rewind it. Hell, I was playing it all the time until I grew up, experienced life and its formalities. These things were moving quicker where they used to move gradually. Naturally, a catastrophe came looming up on the horizon. It passed us ever so fast and it was the prize I didn't have eyes on. What was the cost of me stupidly taking them off? Will it seem that my dream is a wash? Was I riding a peak or a trough? Had I eat with the weakness of people who fall when it seems to them everything's lost? Cause simply not giving a toss had gotten its point across. And in the midst of all the madness, yeah, the sweet words of my granddad come back to me that I almost forgot. He said, son, you got the X Factor, yeah. He told me yours is the voice. Our kid, you've got talent. And he wanted me to sing out, only just to make myself believe it so strongly, yeah, yeah, that nobody could ever say, nobody would ever tell me, I ain't got the X Factor, that I ain't got the X Factor. Saying I ain't got the X Factor, no, I ain't got the X Factor. Tell me I ain't got the X Factor. Saying I ain't got the X Factor. Saying I ain't got the X Factor. But think about it, if I didn't, then who is this kid? He's sitting here spitting, hitting strings and opening up his soul when he sings. And who put the words on the page for this hairy-headed hobo of a tramp to be performing on stage? He looks a mess, nothing on JLS. It's not the sort of face that we could present to the press. He needs work, they wanted Alexandra Burke. I'm like a bloody wildebeest with the hair of Fleur East. I said, oi, that ugly fuck is me. So I'm too rough around the edges to be on TV. That's why you catch me down my local singing songs for free. Songs I wrote my silly self out on my balcony. All these songs are light and love and all the life they both encompass. Songs that warm you up like you're running in 20 jumpers. And there's a million more in my head, like my sweet grandfather once said when he was like, son, you got the X Factor. He told me yours is the voice. Our kid, you've got talent. And he wanted me to sing out, only just to make myself believe it so strongly, yeah, that nobody could ever say, nobody would ever tell me, I ain't got the X Factor, that I ain't got the X Factor. Saying I ain't got the X Factor, that I ain't got the X Factor.
Tell me I ain't got the X factor, that I ain't got the X factor. Saying I ain't got the X factor. The cold heart of the truth is I could rain a fire in the booth. I sent my tape to BBC, but me they wouldn't introduce. I must have had 8 automated messages saying thanks, we listened, but obviously weren't impressed with it. Either that or somebody took my tape to Taiwan and they've started selling it. I really can't be dealing with the stress of it. You see, I'm a king of the hooks, talent's not written in books, and there's nothing you can judge on looks. So what the fuck's wrong with a world where all these men and women despair over what one person wears or how they're styling their hair? Don't they know? Voting for sympathy ain't making it fair, and how much tragedy they suffer dictates how much you care. But what is worse is all you people won't be told. Simon Cowell found a formula for faking soul. All them shiny hearts you love are only painted gold. Simon says to pat your heads and you get straight involved. Well, don't be getting upset because every one of us fell for it. The geezer's making money for the hell of it. He don't want no artists with their own ideas or vision for progress. He's after an army of puppets, all except the no's and yeses. So do I have the factor X? Well, I guess that just depends upon your definition. I only sold 200 records, got no international recognition. But now you can't deny the hairs on your neck when they stand up to listen. I ain't got the X factor, yeah, I ain't got the X factor, yeah. I ain't got the X factor, no, I ain't got the X factor. Tell me I ain't got the X factor, that I ain't got the X factor, yeah. I'll tell you, I don't need the X factor.
Woo!
Thank you.
Full marks live in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Smashed it.
That was X Factor. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That was awesome.
We've really enjoyed having you.
Wicked. It's been brilliant being here. Thank you.
And everyone needs to go and check out your socials at Full Marks on Facebook and Full Marks
Artist on Twitter.
Perfect.
Just to be tricky.
Just to be tricky,
yeah.
keeping it light.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in, and
thank
we will
you.
Catch you next time. Everybody,
wicked.
Head to the socials and check out the next gigs and everything that's going on.
Cheers, guys.
Somebody broke me once. Love was a currency, a shimmering balance act. I think that I laughed at that, and I saw your face and hands covered in sun, and then.
What's up, guys? This is Sigala, and you're listening to Harriet Rose and Nozza on FUBAR Radio.
Oosh!
Joining me right now on the line from all the way from the US of A is B. Simone. How's it going?
Hey, how are you?
I'm really well. It's so lovely to have you on the show. Thank you for coming to have a chat with us.
Oh, thank you guys so much for having me. I'm excited.
No, we're excited. I've been listening to your brand new single, Blueberry Rain. It's from your latest EP, which isn't out yet. It's called I Swear I'm Not a Rapper. It's already racked up 86,000 listens. It's all about the dollar bills, isn't it, this one?
Yes, and actually the EP is called Stack Now, Cry Later. We changed the name.
Oh.
I Swear I'm Not a Rapper is actually still my movement. But I swear, Back Now, Cry Later is the EP. It'll be dropping hopefully in a few weeks. We'll have the date soon.
Oh, that sounds exciting. And the track Blueberry Rain is all about money, isn't it? It's all about, like, stacking dollars.
Correct. The new $100 bills have that blue strip on them. They're actually blue. And we got it from, from that. The money's blue, so I'm Blueberry Rain, making it rain on me, getting to the money and leaving the heartbreak behind me.
Oh, that sounds very good. I like this song. I also love it. It gives me good vibes. It's a good summer track. It kind of gets you going, if you know what I mean.
Thank you so much.
What can we expect from the EP? What have we got to look forward to with this one?
It's going to be a lot of getting to the money, letting the heart pine, a lot of songs about a previous relationship I was in, how my heart was broken, and how a woman can move through that. You know what I'm saying? Talk about it, move through it, and then focus on yourself and get to your success, whatever your success is, you know?
Sounds like a very sort of positive EP. And you've started off vlogging as well. How does that coincide with your music? Do you find it helps? Is it a good to sort of dip into both of them?
Yeah, it's fun. It's all hand in hand. That's why. That's also where I Swear I'm Not a Rapper came from, because I'm not just a rapper. I am a YouTuber. I'm an artist. I rap. I sing. I'm an actress. I'm a comedian. I'm going to be on season 9 of Wild and Out this year. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's so many things I do. You can't just say, oh, B. Simone is a rapper. No, she's an artist. She's an entertainer. You know what I'm saying? So vlogging is just another part of what I do.
That's such a good way to kind of bring it to people as well, because people do tend to categorize others with genres and with sort of job titles and things like that. But can you say, do you have a favorite at the moment? Do you go through stages of different favorites?
I really do. I go through stages. When I was going through that heartbreak, music was my favorite because it was the easiest way for me to express it. I was writing rap. I was freestyling all the time. I was just talking mess in my music. You know what I'm saying? And it was coming out effortlessly. When you're going through stuff, it's easier to write music. But now I'm at a happier place. I'm being goofy. I'm being fun. So my comedy is really just taking off. It's all timing, and I just go with the flow of the universe. I don't force anything. And I like to dib and dab and everything. So, you know, my favorite does change from time to time.
And do you, in terms of music, do you have any specific inspirations for other artists that you feel have made you the artist that you are today?
Of course. I mean, we can go deep, and say Beyonce. I don't want to sound cliche, but she's just amazing. You know what I'm saying? Growing up listening to her, just the legendary, effortless beauty and talent, you know what I'm saying? I like to listen to Jessie J. I love her voice. I love her tone. I like to listen to Kalani. She's new. She's more my peer. She's more my age. I listen to a lot of new people. Cody Shane. She's a dope artist out of Atlanta. I even listen to a lot of trap and rappers that inspire me in my trap melodic style. Money Man, who I listen to now. Future, Migos. Our generation just has a lot of different sounds, and I respect it all, and I like to listen and take it all in because it helps me with my artistry.
And I guess it's exciting to be part of that, because we have got, right now the music scene is looking really, really hot. Are you going to be coming over to the UK anytime soon? Because we'd love to have you also. We'd love for you to hear some of our music that we've got going on, because we've got some good stuff going on over here right now as well.
I know. I'm trying to get over there. I don't know much about that world, and I'm trying to get over there and in it and get in the mix and get in the loop. So my publicist is helping me a lot. I love her so much. My management, we're going to work together and try to get me over there.
Well, we're very excited to have you. Hopefully you can come soon.
Yes, I'm excited too.
Before we play your song, I'd like you to play a little game with me, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The game is called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Oh my God. What does that mean?
Well, not probably what you think it means, luckily. But it's a little game where I send you, B. Simone, to a desert island. And on this desert island, you're stuck listening to one song for the rest of your life. And that is your dick, because it is the worst song you can imagine listening to for the rest of your life. Because over in the UK, we call people, as an insult, a dick. So it's sort of, we call people a dick. So B. Simone, what would be your desert island dick?
The worst song?
Mm-hmm. The worst song you can imagine being stuck with for the rest of your life.
Oh my God. You know what song? This is no shade at all, and I hope nobody kills me for this, but the worst song right now would probably be, because the whole world when it first came out, it was beautiful. I loved it, but the whole world played it out. That Pharrell, because I'm happy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It is a great song. I'll bow down at his knee if I ever met him. He's amazing. But that song, now, it was on the radio 24/7. Everybody was playing it 24/7. I was stuck with that song.
Oh, I think we've lost you. Can you hear us? Oh, no. B. Simone, we've lost you, but thank you so much for your Desert Island Dick. That was a very good choice. I absolutely agree. Happy by Pharrell.
Hello.
Oh, she's back. Happy by Pharrell is a perfect Desert Island Dick. Well done. I think yes, I'd agree with you 100%.
It's too repetitive.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy when I hear it too much. It's a great song.
And
I go crazy.
Before you go, we're doing a little song off at the end of the show with a Justin Bieber track, and we're either playing What Do You Mean or Boyfriend, and I was hoping you'd be able to choose one for us.
Oh my gosh, for sure, What Do You Mean?
Oh yes, that's not my one. Tom will be very happy to hear that. B. Simone, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to play a bit of Blueberry Rain now. Can you introduce it for us?
Of course. Thank you, UK. Thank you, London. You guys, this is B. Simone. Shout out to all my babies, my B. Simone squad. Thank you for supporting me. This is my single, Blueberry Rain, off the debut EP, Stack Now, Cry Later, which will be out mid-May. We will have a date soon. Please follow me on all social media, The B. Simone. I love you guys. Mwah.
Woo!
Prism of love. I got a little bit scared, underprepared for your love at the time, darling. But you're the love of my life. And I'm so sorry that I made you cry. An angel whose wings had to fly. Change my life. Through your prism of love, I learned my lessons. Darkness overcome forever now. Through your prism of love, life will fly, fluorescent. Self-centered, acted like a child in a man's body. If only I could show you I changed. Rearranged all the wrongs, made them right, darling. I know I might never get hold you again like I used to, darling. If only you'd let me, it's bittersweet. Cause I gave you all you wanted, oh. Through that prism of love, prism of love. Through your prism of love, now see the world of love. Through your prism of love, now see the world in color. Through your prism of love, prism of love.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. With Nozza.
Ha-ha. That was a track by a brand new artist called Blakey. And I'm joined by Hot Dreams in the studio.
Hello.
Hiya.
I'm going to be having some hot dreams tonight with these guys in the studio. Am I right, Tom?
You are indeed.
Oh, don't mind if I do. How are you, boys?
Good. Yeah, great,
pretty
thanks.
Good, yeah.
You're looking good. I've already said that. We were actually talking about dreams earlier, weren't we?
We were.
About how... musicians don't necessarily dream lyrics and then write them down when they wake up. What do you think? Questions.
I've never had a questions. I've never had a dream.
I've never had a dream. Just I've never had a dream.
I've never had a dream and written it down.
That's what I mean, because Full Marks, who we had in the studio a second ago, who's a sort of rapper and musician, he has a lot of sort of tricky lyrics that he plays. And I was like, it would be quite useful for you guys to just dream it, wake up, write it down, there you go.
It'd be easy.
Bang
it.
Might start doing that, actually.
I think it's probably a good idea, although if I wrote down my dreams, it would be not okay.
Sordid.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Hot dreams, just put it that way. Will You Dive is your latest track.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just been premiered by Clash Mag, who described it as utterly epic and completely addictive.
Thanks, Clash.
Would you agree with this sentiment? I certainly would.
Then,
why not? Why not?
And it's
very agreeable person.
It's addictive in a good way, just to make that clear. It's not sort of that weird addictive way that's a bit negative. It's a good addictive.
Words are like heroin.
Yeah, it's like not heroin. It's like a happy heroin.
Right.
Happy heroin. if there is such a thing. How do you think it differs from your last track, Plunge Pool?
It's a bit darker. It shows off some more wild aspects probably to our sound. A little bit less dancey, but you know,
it's got a big instrumental part in the end, which is gives it a nice bit of space compared to Plunge Pool, which is quite vocal throughout.
And did you feel like that was a change that you made deliberately, or was it a natural progression?
It was quite natural, actually.
Yeah, it was
natural. Felt like it suited the song, really.
It literally just happened in the rehearsal room, actually. Yeah. We had the first bit and then just went straight into the second half of the song.
How do you go about writing? Do you tend to write the lyrics first, or do you just jam it out?
Well, I had a dream.
You can type.
That's true, actually.
Or a quill.
You might have an iPad. There are other computers.
We actually went to Scotland. And spend some time.
Oh, okay, the new.
Spend some time in the Highlands. The mess. In some epic scenery, and it just felt right.
Just came out.
Yeah.
Happened naturally. I think secluding yourself is a good vibe for
definitely
making.
Definitely works for us.
I like. I'm saying that as if I know. I've never made a song in my life.
You're right there.
Yeah, I mean, I just make it sound
just
like
getting
I
just, out of London.
Yeah, just I just blag and make it sound like I'm working. Yeah, getting out of London can be good for anybody to just get a headspace, get out of it, and sort of not be affected by everything that's going on.
Absolutely.
Because I think you find, like we were talking about earlier, about news and things that are happening at the moment, you're sort of surrounded by it. Even if you're not looking at it, you're hearing about it, and it influences your thoughts and feelings.
Definitely.
I'm getting so feelings. Deep.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right.
I feel like
embrace
David Attenborough
it.
Right now.
No, you're right. Yeah, leaving London, it can be a pretty dark place. So, for us, anyway. So it's nice to get out and kind of reflect on it. And
turn the light on.
Turn the light on.
You know, get out of London, turn that light. You said it was dark in London, so I just was making a joke there, guys.
Absolutely.
I got half a laugh there, which I think is worthy.
I think it's a pity laugh.
It's a pity laugh.
Damn it! Usually you get the pity laughs, Tom, not me.
He's keeping quiet.
I'm keeping it cool. I'm waiting.
You're waiting for his moment. So you would say that was the main influence for the track, would you? Being in Edinburgh, sort of having a clear mind with the light on, etc.
Inverness, not Inverness.
Oh, what did I say? Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Listen, guys.
We'll make that next trip.
Inverness. That's even more in there because Edinburgh's a bit London-y, isn't it? You need to be in the middle in the wilderness. Exactly. So, would you say that was the main influence, or was there anything else sort of going around your heads that you wanted to get out in the
it's
song?
It's more about finding yourself, getting deep again, and going a bit darker. It's about reflecting on where you are and trying to make a change in where you are. And just getting all dark about it.
But that's the thing, I get that vibe, but you don't, you say it's dark, it doesn't feel, when you're listening to it, it doesn't feel dark.
There are some brighter moments in it, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it feels nice to listen to anyway, because there are some quite dark tunes that you're like, oh my God, I can't, it's too much, but this is not.
I think we tried to make a contrast with the lyrics and melodies, so if we have dark lyrics, we'll try and make sort of like a nicer melody. To go with it.
To make it a bit happier.
Yeah.
So would you go to Scotland, you already have a kind of rough premise for a song and then you kind of just bash it out, or do you just go in there completely fresh with nothing?
Well, we had a lot of ideas before we went to Scotland. Had about a month of writing and just jotting down ideas, and then we kind of put them all together as a band when we got there, yeah. But sweet. Then some songs came out naturally when we got
there's
there.
There's a couple of fresh ones, isn't
it? Yeah.
And you've been busy gigging, haven't you? You were playing... this year at the George Tavern.
We did, yeah. When was that?
That was great, that was Palace Presents.
Was that February, I think?
Yeah.
And birthdays earlier in the year as well.
That's right.
Yeah, a couple of shows.
Two wicked venues.
Yeah.
Was it with the band Palace?
So Palace got in touch after we released Plungeball, and they really liked the song, and ever since they've kind of got behind us and try and get us gigs and stuff like that.
Because they're mega babes. We've had them on the show.
They're wicked.
They're so
yeah, they're
fun.
Such lovely people as well. We went to see them in Shepherd's Bush last
I know,
week.
I couldn't go.
They were
I
incredible.
I bumped into their manager and he was like, calm down,
Ali,
I couldn't
go. Yeah, lovely guys.
Lovely chaps.
So they're champions of just getting behind people that were in their position a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
and kind of building a community around themselves of people that, you know, have this music that they believe in and we believe in them. And yeah, it's just a nice kind of feel, like a togetherness.
It's becoming the new vibe, isn't it? Because in lots of genres and also in other artistic realms, people are, rather than, because you're sort of taught to shun everybody else and not be anywhere near them in case they might steal your vibe. But now it's everyone's like, you know, like Drake, you know, is championing a lot of artists that are in his sort of genre and looking into other genres and making them bigger and better and sort of bringing it together. Does that make you happy? Because it makes me happy, guys.
I think there's probably less competition nowadays. I mean, that's why everyone's kind of helping each other out, especially this day and age in music. It's quite hard. So.
And there's a lot
everyone
of
needs help, really, don't they?
There's a lot of bollocks as well in the industry where it's kind of stacked against you and it isn't really gauged towards young emerging musicians, so it's cool when they just get behind each other and support each other as opposed to kind of everybody against them.
I guess as well, on the negative spin on it, if you meet a bunch of guys that you're playing with and you get on with them, you can also meet a bunch of dickheads you don't really want to be hanging out with. So if you like those people, you like the music, you're like, come with us,
cling on to
rather
you than might end up on a tour with the Dickheads.
Yeah, come bunch of bastards. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Bunch of bastards. Are you going to be playing any gigs later this year? Are you going to be get back on that stage?
Yeah, we've got our single launch for Will We Dive next Friday at Seabright Arms.
Very good venue. Mm.
Yeah, so just we're just working towards me. That. Yeah.
In fact, I left my credit card there, so you can pick it up for me. I left my credit card there last week.
Or you
so
can pick it up at the gig.
Oh, yeah. Am I allowed to come?
Yeah, we'd love you to come. Yeah,
yeah. You do a comedy set before they start.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. Everyone would be sat there looking absolutely horrified. So I don't know if I wrote this question or you, but I'm going to ask it because it was it you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let him ask it because I think it's a better question for him to ask.
I think we already covered it though, because it's just kind of like, what is a hot dream? There go brackets, a sexy dream.
You didn't even put brackets.
But I
wanted to. What is a hot dream? A sexy dream?
Answer brackets.
So guys, talk about your sexy dreams and why you called yourselves hot dreams.
Hot dreams, we called us. Oh, there was it's a song by Timber Tombra. And it's one of the first songs that all four of us really came together and like loved as a band. Mm. And we were called Pocket Money for a while, and I wasn't happy with it. And like, you know, it's starting getting a bit tired quite quickly, that band name. So yeah, we moved on, and I think we're really pleased with it. It's quite cool.
Quite lucky it was that name, because if it was something really shit, like, I thought Baby Hedgehog, but I don't know why. But like, something like that, you'd be like,
Baby Hedgehog.
I just came to.
That's just naming something. That's not naming. Yeah, but that's a Baby Hedgehog.
But if there's a song they liked called Baby Hedgehog, they might be like, let's call ourselves Baby Hedgehog.
So guys, next EP could be called Baby Hedgehog. On that note, are you going to be bringing out an EP? Because obviously we've had the two singles.
Yeah.
Guess what happens when singles come together? Sometimes an EP. Oh, but are we got more songs or more EPs or albums, or what's the next thing on the agenda?
So we're going to be releasing more singles.
This is what everyone's doing. This is what the cool kids are doing.
Yeah, I mean, we're producing it all ourselves as well. So it takes a little while. So to get an EP together would take just too long, I think.
But I think it will be classed as an EP.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what's happening now. I think it's more interesting because you get drip fed the tracks and you have time to just take in that track for a little bit of time and then sit with it, and then you get the next track, and it's not, you don't have to sit and go through them all, you know, you can just add them to your place and enjoy them as they are, kind of thing.
Because often, and especially when it takes us so long to get the songs together and get them produced, by the time you actually get releasing and get to that stage where you're ready to release an EP, you're kind of ready to move on to the next thing. So the singles kind of suit us because we spend so much time kind of finessing.
And you're like, kind of sick to death of it.
Each song gets their moment as well, which is nice.
Yeah.
And so you're going to be doing Will You Dive next Friday. Is there any exciting things that you're going to do on stage? Because I always think I'd probably want to do something weird on stage if
what would you do?
I'd belly dance.
Belly dance.
Like, we could definitely get Alex.
Can you?
I could do that.
He's quite good. He's quite a good belly dancer.
Genuinely. Serious? Can you teach me?
Yeah. I can do that.
Come 6 p.m, baby. We're going for a belly dancing class. So we play a game on the show, but I think you guys are going to like. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And I like the sound of this.
Yeah,
sounds great.
So in this game, I send you all hot dreams to a desert island, and on this island, I leave you listening forever to a shit song that's on a repeat, and you can't turn it off and you can't stop it. So what would be Hot Dreams' Desert Island Dick?
That's hard.
What do you reckon, guys?
You can sort of pull ideas together and make a decision if
the
that's
the first
easier.
One that comes to my head is Friday.
Gotta get down. What, Rebecca Black, one of the seminal musicians of the decade. Yeah, I think that's a very good choice. No one's actually said that before.
Really?
That's surprising.
Surely.
What's it called? What's she called? It is just called Friday, isn't
I think
it?
So, yeah.
She's when she's in the car and she's like, have you watched the video?
No, the video's great. It's just a song.
Epic.
It's very catchy, but a bit too catchy.
Yeah, it's a bit stressful, isn't it?
Just get stuck in your head.
Love that gift, though. Keep those gifts going every Friday. Are you guys happy with that as Hot Dreams?
Yeah, can we agree on that?
I mean, yeah.
Can we all agree on that?
Let's go for that one.
I'm going to put that on your desert island, so I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Now, Tom's got another little game for you.
At the end of the show, we both have picked a song, and we want you guys to vote for which song you'd want to hear being played. We've had to go through Bieber.
Yes.
This week.
Ooh.
So which Bieber song?
This theme is because Justin Bieber's Rider got released naughty, naughty. And it's ridiculous. It features yoga balls.
A yoga casket.
Yoga caskets and jacuzzis and various different sizes of shirt. Loads of shirts that are like XXL, small, like loads of different t-shirts.
He wears quite a few though, doesn't he?
He does, that's he's why. A t-shirt guy.
Purple carnations.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Not lilies, specifically not lilies.
He maybe has cats because they're allergic. Yeah. Who knows? But anyway, these are the two songs. So the first one is What Do You Mean? Since you're running out of time, what do you mean? And then the second one is Boyfriend.
We all know which one we should go for, don't we?
What are we thinking, boys?
Oh no,
Boyfriend.
Oh. Yeah! Oh, thank God for that. No one else has voted for mine today. Christ on a bike. Well, thank you so much, boys. Hot Dreams, it's been an absolute pleasure. Everybody head down to the Seabright Arms next Friday for the single launch of this track that we're about to play right now. Will you guys introduce it for us?
Go for it.
Yes, Kai will introduce it first.
Go on, Kai.
Here's Will You Dive by us, Hot Dreams.
That was some hot dreams for me later.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. With Nozza.
Hello, everybody. How are you? We're fine. We're not hungover. I'm here with Beans on Toast.
Word up.
How's it going?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. It's absolutely lovely to have you here. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah. I mean, I did mention that I was hungover, but it's not the first time.
No, I'm hungover as well. We're both in the same boat. We're sailing.
I've got a great cup of tea. My mic's nice and close to my face now.
We need that. We need to hear you closeness. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about your latest album, because I think it suits for the moment with, you know, what we're talking about now. Firstly, let's talk about Down the Pub.
Uh-huh.
Album's called A Spanner in the Works, but Down the Pub is, you know, I think pretty relevant.
Song.
It's a relevant song for now.
Okay.
And also it relates to your tour.
Yeah, the song actually, you know, came first, basically. And then when we was looking at putting a tour together, I sort of... I do two tours a year, and I'll do in December I'll do like an album tour and do all the major cities, and then around May I like to kind of travel around different parts of kind of the UK that don't normally get visited. Last year I did a tour called Small Town Celebrations, and I went to, you know, playing gigs in like Warsaw and Hebden Bridge and sort of Cheltenham, just places that you wouldn't normally tour, and I really love it. And but you kind of need a story to tie it all together. So this year was like, right, how can we do a kind of interesting UK tour? Had a song called Down the Pub, and it was like, let's just play. There's pubs everywhere, you know, and it's a kind of old staple British tradition. And so, yeah, we put a tour of great pubs that I've never been to, most of them as well. But, you know, the Dog and Whistle in Hartford.
Which is dreamy, because those are the best kind of pubs. When people not from the UK talk about, like, hey, I want to go down to a pub, it's like, yeah, you need to go to the pubs that aren't near anything, though, because they're the ones where you see the right, like, people doing weird stuff,
well,
living their lives.
Communities as well, yeah. Aren't they? You know, it's very they're very British, you know, and it is, it's a, like you said, it's a sort of tourist thing that people come over. That's how people know us.
Yeah.
And I've, you know, I spend all my time in pubs anyway, and it's not a big step away from venues, so.
And that's the thing. But it's also going to be a lot of fun, because it'll be sort of that chilled vibe of being in a pub.
Exactly.
And having that element of it. But also you're sort of getting to do the thing you love at the same time.
Hooray.
So on the subject of Down the Pub, what is the first thing you will order when you go down the pub?
Generally a pint of Guinness.
Guinness, is it? Oh, I can't drink. I've drunk it before with blackcurrant, quite like that. Is that offensive to someone who likes Guinness?
No, sort of drink whatever you want. You know, I'm definitely not getting offended by anybody else's choice of drink. But you can sort of teach yourself to like Guinness. It's a little bit like olives. You know, the first one you don't like, but if you soldier on, you will.
So true. Do you like olives now?
Yeah, taught myself that as well.
Is that your pub snack? What's your pub snack? What's the beans on toast pub vibe? A pint of Guinness and
peanuts, I guess.
Peanuts.
I'm not really there for the food.
Oh, I'm definitely there for the Twiglets.
Twiglets?
Bag of Twiglets.
What pub in it do you know that still sells Twiglets?
Well, in the late 90s, when I was very young, I used to go with my parents to the pub. I'd sit and just have 10 bags of Twiglets.
And then just...
And a panda
plonk,
pop.
Plonk you in the corner with some Twiglets.
It was lovely. So tell us a little bit about Spanner in the Works then. You sort of say you work with different producers and artists when you do every album, don't you, to make it sound
different? Yeah, exactly. This was my 8th album. And when it gets to, you know, album number 8, I came up with a name first, actually. I was like, you know, it just, I felt the need to, don't know, just mix things up a little bit, basically. And I said that to a mate. I was just like, you know, I want to do a different record. And he said, just do one without guitars. And he was like, automatically, by taking the guitar out of the record, you'll have to find different sounds. And so I just employed him on the spot to produce it. I was like, great, you can make it. And he's, you know, he's a great musician. I don't think he'd ever made an album before. We just made it on his laptop. And, you know, the songs were all written on guitar. And when I toured them, I played them on guitar. But we just spent a weekend just singing them over the top of kind of beats and loops and samples and stuff. And that was the record.
And do you want to do a tour where you are playing it as it is on the record?
So no, definitely not. I've actually got a song on the album before called A Bit More Track in the Monitors, which like sort of takes a piss out of bands that, you know, have backing tracks. So for me to then 1 year later turn up and sort of drag my computer on stage and press play and sort of sing along, it's just not a vibe. But I don't see the need of, you know, I'll play the songs from the record, and I don't necessarily see that. Just because I've made an album that sounds like this, it needs to be presented that way live at all.
No, it's whatever you want it to be.
Exactly.
Surely.
There's no rules. You know, there's no rules. And especially, and that makes it even easier being a solo musician. Yeah. You know, because sometimes I get a little band together, or I've got like my right hand man Bobby Banjo who travels with us, and you know, I can do what I want, and I do.
And taking it back to the bare bones of it, how do you create tracks? Because I know you just said you actually thought of the name of the album before you wrote it, but
yeah.
We've just come up with some songs
yep.
just from having a conversation.
If you pay attention to the world around you, songs pop up like nobody's business.
Yeah, within about 3 minutes, we've got exactly normal.
Which is how you described your cup of tea
yeah.
before we went on air. How do you like your tea?
Exactly normal.
Brilliant.
You
could take that idea and basically hang a load of lines off of it and turn it into a song quite easily.
And then the next one is MSG Conspiracy.
Yeah.
Which it... is perfect.
Because I forget, Hannah claimed to have a hangover from eating too much Asian food.
Yeah, because it's a lot. You know, it's not a hangover. It's like when you eat too much of anything, and you feel just tired and like you want to cry a little
bit. I think that's probably not. It wouldn't be an interesting song. But if you made a song about the government putting MSG in food to control
Donald Trump,
people's
dude.
Minds,
Donald
then
Trump.
You've got a song.
Donald Trump's putting
it's a
MSG bit in everything.
David Icke.
So how do you go about your sort of songwriting process? Do you have to come and be around people and sort of listen to what they say, writing that down and then going away on your own? And
I smoke weed to write songs.
Okay.
It's pretty much as simple as that. My songwriting technique is be in a place with my guitar where I don't think anybody else can hear me. As long as I know that no one's listening. And yeah, I have a spliff. And I don't actually get to do it that often because I'm moving about so much. I'll have a bunch of sort of lines or things I've heard in my head. And then I'll just sit down, have a smoke and turn them into... Sometimes I sit and write like 3 songs in an afternoon or whatever because I haven't had a chance to do it for months. So I just kind of... I've always found songwriting really easy. And I think you can write a song about anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, there's no rules, you know. No one's, and it's impossible to measure quality, so no one's going to tell you whether it's good or bad. You know, the best thing to do with a song is just finish it, sing it to people, you know.
And that's what, I like your vibe because it is, and that sort of really tags in with the Down the Pub tour because it is that thing of I'm going to go down the pub and I'm going to sing and people are going to listen and they're going to like it or they're not, but it's just that community coming together and sort of creating
music
in a really
safe
space. Yeah,
that's what live gigs
space.
Should be as well, isn't it? You know, it's fun.
Yeah. I'm waiting for 2018 when Exactly Normal is the new...
Is on the record.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be this. It might get on this record, you know. Ooh. The album will be out in December, as per usual. So I'm working on this album at the moment.
So you might add it in.
Mm.
I didn't want to like overstress you by saying it's got to be in this album, but yeah. I mean, if it can happen,
if we can make it happen, Exactly Normal,
that would be ideal.
All right, well, I'll come back to you on that.
So you're also supporting the Save Our Pubs campaign with this tour as well.
I am, yeah. I mean, I was doing the Down the Pub thing, and then that kind of hashtag came up, and you know, it's an important cause. I mean, I'm a little bit conscious of I'm always banging on about saving something. I did the Independent Venue Week tour in January, which was very much a highlight in the kind of the plight of venues around the UK, and you know, give me half a chance and I'll sing you a song about saving trees. But it was just, you know, the pub trade is in a lot of difficulty, as is many trades at the moment. You know, it's a hard time for a lot of people. But there's like these business rates that have been imposed on a bunch of pubs where it's like some pubs have been told they need to sell another 20,000 pints in order to, like, a year to be able to survive, to be able to make the same amount of money that they was like barely scraping by on anyway. So we're about to see a big, you know, a lot of pubs around the country closing, which does take away from community and stuff like that. So I kind of tagged the sort of hashtag on the end of my promo without, you know, being the spokesperson for it or anything, but I'll certainly bring that into the chat of the gig, I suppose. I don't know, you know, I'm not claiming that I'm doing any help, basically.
But it's interesting you say that because it's that's the sort of thing that we have is that we think, you know, the fact that you're doing it is raising awareness and it's fantastic, so it doesn't matter. Because I completely understand you worry that you overly help, but you can't overly help.
Yeah, but like, we've been writing a song recently that's just called Save Everything. And it's like, you know, save the trees, save the pubs, save the venues, save the world, save the environment.
Save the world, please,
just,
if you could?
It's just like, maybe that's the easiest one, just go straight to that, straight for the jugular.
Yeah, no, sometimes I do think, like, if you do, like, a little nice thing for someone or something, then you're, like, you echelon it up and you keep going up and then you're, like, oh, my God, this people who actually spend their entire lives, it's incredible. People who spend their entire lives devoting it to
helping
everybody. We if we all did that, we'd all be really happy, probably.
There you go. But the world is saved.
Yeah, okay, so we've just saved the world on Fubar Radio. I'm going to play a little game with you that we play on our show. I think you might like it. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
I'm sending you to a desert island, Beans on Toast, and on this desert island, you are going to be listening to the same song for the rest of your life over and over again, but it's the worst song you could have imagined listening to for the rest of your life, because it's rubbish.
Okay. You asked me for a song I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I know, it's tough.
I'm pretty easy to please. It would probably be, I don't know, like pop music, but I wouldn't know any to sing to you.
What about an artist? Is there an artist you specifically find irritating?
Not really. Is that bad?
Not at all.
There's got to be someone that I don't like. Sorry. Razorlight?
Okay.
But, I don't. I'll take that back. I don't want to be mean about it.
You're not being mean, though. So mine is Hey Ya by Outkast, and Outkast is one of my favourite bands. But
right, but you just couldn't do it over
and over. Because I've heard it so much, that I just can't listen to it anymore.
I mean, to be honest, real punishment for me would be listening to one of my own songs over and over again.
Which one would it be, though?
Any of them. I never listen to them. I can't think of anything worse. Sometimes you go places, like at gigs, and people put it on and stuff, and it's like, I have to turn it off.
Please don't.
Yeah, it's just a weird feeling.
So Beans on Toast picks Beans on Toast for his desert island dick. I think that's a good one. Should we do a little sing-song?
Mm.
What are you going to play for us?
I should sing this the Trees song now,
yeah.
Shouldn't I?
So yeah, let's save something, for God's sake.
Yeah. Well, Major Oak is an ancient tree in the middle of the Sherwood Forest. It's over 1,000 years old and it's still got acorns on it. The life expectancy of an oak tree is about 300 years. And that's why Major Oak is so revered. So try to cast your mind back to 1,000 years ago. A bird drops an acorn into the ground and a tree starts to grow. This was back in the Middle Ages when Canute the Great was king. 700 years before Newton rocked the apple tree. But this tree grew big, this tree grew strong, this tree stood its ground. It was voted England's favourite tree in 2012, and it stands as a symbol of history and patience. No one in their right mind would ever try and hurt it. Well, INEOS Group Limited are a privately owned multinational chemical company based in Switzerland, with links to oil and petrol and private equity. Tax avoiding billionaires obsessed with making money. They've polluted a few rivers and produced a lot of plastic. Closed a few pensions to keep board members happy. And they really fucking love drilling holes into the ground, surveying for gas and then fracking for shale. Their business and their arrogance obscures their right and wrong. Well, they couldn't give a toss what the public want. So when you and me see a beautiful tree, they get blinded by their greed. And if there is money to be made, do you think they're gonna let an ancient tree stand in their way? Is nothing sacred anymore? And is this a cause we deem worth fighting for? The world is being plundered by the greedy and dishonest, and maybe now it's time to draw a line. We need to save Sherwood Forest. And they said, oh, no, we're not actually going to frack in the forest. We just want to do a survey. Yeah, well, that sounds like bullshit to me. What do you want to do a fucking survey for? Everybody knows what you're looking for, and everybody knows if the survey says yes, then pretty soon the drilling will commence. They've got targets to meet. They can't see past it. They don't care about the damage that they're doing to their planet. They make $34 billion a year, my friend. They've got yachts to upkeep and neighbours to offend. So when you and me see a beautiful tree, they get blinded by their greed. And if there is money to be made, do you think they're gonna let an ancient tree stand in their way? Is nothing sacred anymore?
And is this a cause we deem worth fighting for? The world is being plundered by the greedy and dishonest, and maybe now in order to save ourselves, we need to save Sherwood Forest. Now I use electricity like everybody does. I got a fully charged phone and lights in my house. I understand it's got to come from somewhere, but we all know that there's options out there. More wind farms, more solar panels. Look at Sweden, look at Denmark. Living proof that society can survive while being environmentally friendly. But we're stuck here in a carbon bubble with fossil fuels and a chest infection. So let's try and make major oak the tree that breaks the council's back. So come and see the beautiful tree and tell the evil company that you want to save the trees.
Woo!
Thank you.
Oh, I love that. It's so cool to have that in such even more intimate settings than your tour's going to be. The most intimate,
the
just
most
me and
intimate you could get, really, yeah.
Absolutely love that. That was absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us on Fubar Radio.
My pleasure.
It's been lovely to have you. Good luck on the tour.
Yeah.
So you're going to be heading out. It's all across May.
Yes.
And you're heading out. Let's name some of the places. You're going to Coventry, Preston, Bradford, Hastings, Glastonbury, Bridgewater, Hartford. And you can find out more information at www.beansontoastmusic.com.
Exactly that.
And you can go down and check it out. I want to come down to one. I'm working out which one I'm closest to.
Head down. Whitstable's on an afternoon.
Oh. Afternoon vibes.
Afternoon gig in Whitstable.
I'll nice come down and get some Twiglets.
Where my wife's from, Whitstable as well. So,
so it's going to be a nice one.
It'll be a family friendly
one. Is she going to go?
She's on tour with me, yeah. Yeah. We travel together.
Amazing. Well, I'll come down and eat some Twiglets in the back. But I promise not to make too much noise.
Exactly normal.
please play that. Please make that a song.
If you come to Whitstable, I'll play Exactly Normal.
Oh,
there's
my God.
Your deal.
Yes.
There's your deal.
So we're going to play Down the Pub. Can you introduce it for us?
This is Beans on Toast on Fubar Radio. You're listening to Down the Pub.
Yeah, boy.
I'll be down the pub, putting the world to rights, propping up the bar on a couple of pints, drinking with some friends or sometimes drinking on my own, waiting for the bell to ring to send me home. Who's gonna send me home? Who's gonna send me home? All the best ideas I had all when I was drunk. A pint of Dutch courage and a glass of wine with lunch. Half empty, half full, honey, get another round. Please come looking for me, cause I wanna be found. I'll be down the pub, putting the world to rights, propping up the bar on a couple of pints, drinking with some friends or sometimes drinking on my own, waiting for the bell to ring to send me home. Who's gonna send me home? Who's gonna send me home? I got a soft spot in my heart for a Wetherspoons. I travel round a lot and so they feel like home. Familiar carpet, cheap food and booze. Come looking for me, I'll come looking for you. I'll be down the pub, putting the world to rights, propping up the bar on a couple of pints, drinking with some friends or sometimes drinking on my own, waiting for the bell to ring to send me home. Who's gonna send me home? Who's gonna send me home? Whoa! Come and have a chat, I'll probably buy you a pint. I like to think to myself that I'm that kind of guy, but later on maybe you'll just find me confused, trying to remember something that I never knew. I'll be down the pub, putting the world to rights, propping up the bar on a couple of pints, drinking with some friends or sometimes drinking on my own, waiting for the bell to ring to send me home.
Hi, I'm Mabel and you're listening to Harriet Rose with Nozza on Fubar Radio.
Holla, that was Beans on Toast. Lovely chat with him I had.
You did indeed.
And he did a lovely little live
Send me home.
I had to send you home last Thursday when you got
did.
Drunk.
Well, we went back to your house.
Oh, did we? don't remember that. Anyway.
I was very drunk. You were sober, apparently. So.
Yeah, no, I was. No, because Nat and I are grown-ups, so we can handle our alcohol.
Oh, I think you're the same age as me, Harriet.
That's true. Let's go and check 21. Out Twitter. 21 and a half. Let's go and check out Twitter. Vote for... What Do You Mean for Mr. Tom Nozza? Or the better song that everyone should vote for, mine... Actually, Mr. Stephen Leng has joined us in the studio. Stephen Leng, get on Twitter and please vote for Boyfriend in the Twitter poll because that's my song.
Well, Stephen, just make your own choice.
No, don't make your own choice. Vote for Boyfriend. I'll know. He's saying yes, he will. Because obviously Stephen Leng and Lizzie Cundy are up next, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, that was so good.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen. So competition time. Also head to the FUBAR Radio Facebook to win a pair of tickets to Standen Calling, ladies and gentlemen.
Who are you most looking forward to seeing at Standen?
Well, I'm really excited. I'm really excited to see Nadia Rose.
Yes.
Because I know she's great and we've had her on the show and she's going to be a good... act. Also, Clean Bandit, I've never seen live.
I'm interested to know. When
Tell
you
me.
Go to a festival,
mm-hmm.
are you now, do you get right in the mix of it, or do you like to actually like hear and see properly, you know, from the side? Do you know what I mean?
Do I go to the front? Oh, okay.
What's your vibe when you're actually at them?
I love music, and music is my life, but when I was about 14, I went to a block party gig.
Sweaty.
Got to the front, nearly passed out, and lost both my shoes. So I tend Ooh. To stick... to the sides and to the back because I can hold my drink without somebody throwing piss in it or knocking it over.
Throwing piss in it.
Because I find if you're at the front, people constantly throwing piss at you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, constantly whenever I'm just at the front, people throw piss at me. But I kind of, that's why I'm there.
Yeah, I'm there for the piss. What about you? Honestly, what about you?
Back in the day... I'd always go and get involved in, you know, the mosh pits and all that. But now I'm actually like, I'd rather be sitting down with a pint and watching it.
Sit down.
With a pint.
Yeah, I agree. I'd much rather seated than standing tickets this
But then
days.
I do find if you're in amongst it and you're with the energy of it, you can kind of let people off of not maybe playing as best as they could play. But when you're on the side, you really know every little
error. We're going to have to play our final song.
Ooh.
So this week we had the Justin Bieber off because of the release of his Rider. And the winner is, I think, me, because I've got 59% on the Twitter.
I think that's what that means.
And
that's what
two,
that means.
But in the studio, it was 2-1 to you and you smashed it today. So don't feel bad.
I won't go home and sob.
Oh, please don't.
I won't.
It's been a real pleasure to spend 2 hours with you, Tom.
You too, and all our lovely guests we had on today's show.
Check out the FUBAR Radio Facebook tomorrow. We'll be releasing a very exclusive video about Fyre Festival next year.
Uh-huh. You've got to go. Apparently it's amazing.
We might even give away some tickets. Not. Thank you for listening. Up next, Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Leng. We love you. Thanks for listening.
Bye-ya.
Bye-ya.
Bye. If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. I could take you places you ain't never been before. Baby, take a chance or you'll never ever know. I got money in my hands that I really like to blow. Swipe on you. Chilling by the fire while we eating fondue. I don't know about me, but I know about you. So say hello to falsetto in 3, 2, swipe.
I'd like to be everything you want. Girl, let me talk to you. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl, you'd never be alone. I could be a gentleman, anything you want. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go.
Tell me what you like, yeah, tell me what you don't. I could be a Buzz Light, yeah, fly across the globe. I don't ever wanna fight, yeah, you already know. I'ma make you shine bright like you're laying in the snow. Girlfriend, girlfriend, you could be my girlfriend. You could be my girlfriend.
girlfriend into the upper world. Yes, make you dance to a spin and a twirl. And voice going crazy on his hook like a whirlwind swaggy.
I'd like to be everything you want. Hey girl, let me talk to you.
If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl. You'd never be alone. I could be a gentleman, anything you want. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Never let you go.
So give me a chance, 'cause you're all I need. Spend a week with your boy, I'll be calling you my girlfriend. If I was your man,
if I was your man,
I'd never leave.